Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the UL Podcast. I'm Jared Free.
I'm Jordana Abraham.
So good to be back.
I almost forgot my name.
What's going on?
In the world?
I mean, in general.
Well, what's going on? Labor Day has just passed, so it's time to settle down.
Well, this is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
This is the time.
Summer's over.
Summer's over, okay? Whatever town you're in, you're not leaving town every weekend. We're going to head into football season. We're heading into, as they say in the biz, cuffing season.
Right.
People are settling down. There's no excuse. No one's going to the beach anymore.
Right. There's nothing else to do besides
find someone to hate
to
in
snuggle
6 months.
You. Yeah. Exactly.
So listen. You need this podcast. Your friend needs this podcast. Your aunt needs this podcast. Your buddy from college needs this podcast. Keep spreading the word.
Even your divorced mom needs this podcast.
Oh, she needs it more than anyone. She's walking into a world. She doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
What's an app?
She's just getting back out there. She has no idea.
She thinks an app is something
you get before a meal.
Yeah. And that's not what it is. It's how you find love in this day and age. So, listen. Keep making your Instagram story. Keep letting people know about this show. It gets bigger and bigger every week. It's unbelievable. I mean,
you guys are amazing. They're, keep sharing it, putting on your stories.
Yelling at me in the streets. J-Train.
Wow.
What up?
You're such a celebrity.
Celeb life.
How is it?
It's okay.
Not bad. Do you ever not want to speak to anyone?
No, I wear big glasses everywhere I go.
Do you?
No.
I've never seen you. I don't think I've ever seen you outdoors.
Outdoors, before. No. Yeah. I just hang. I sleep in the betches' offices, and then they wake me up,
and we're like, "Record. We have you chained to the. We have you chained to the chair,
to the radiator." Yeah. So listen, people. I got a couple announcements before we get started.
Let's do it.
I am gonna be in. Where am I gonna be? Houston, Texas. The Secret Group. I'm doing a show one night only. Houston, Texas on September 9th, and then I'm going to be in Cleveland at Hilarities September 30th. So if you guys are in those areas, come on.
You guys should go. He is very funny.
Totes preach.
Hyster.
Totes hyster. And you got a book coming out.
I got a book coming out October 23rd. Now that summer's over, it's time to start fucking around. Stop fucking around.
Yeah.
And get your shit together and really figure out how to fix your career.
I love the premise of this book. I love it. I'm a huge fan.
It's refreshing.
I forgot to say the name.
It's called When's Happy Hour? Work hard so you can hardly work, which is an enticing prospect to anyone.
Well, you know what it does? A book like that, if you don't mind, without even reading it, I know what it does. I have an idea.
You'll get your copy. Don't worry.
I'll get my copy. Thank you. Assigned, please.
Of course.
I like that you've taken out the unreality of work. You think, when I got out of college, I thought, I'll walk into work. It's going to be easy. Mm-hmm. This is up
no
the
one
corporate
tells you.
No yeah. one tells you what it's going to be. No one lets you know that there's no test. There's no A.
Worse
there's
than
no
that.
Studying.
There's like, it's like a nine to six job and you got to go every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
And there's no like summer break. Fucking crazy that there's not like a, I always thought it was crazy. There's no transitional period. There's no like half college, half real world. It's like fun all the time.
Yeah.
And then like, what the fuck is going
well,
on?
Well, for our generation, it's very weird that we didn't prepare people for the difference between college and the
real
world. Right?
You're just like,
no
you graduate
that, yeah.
and then you're supposed to just like wake up at like 8 a.m. for the rest of your life.
People talk about graduating high school like that's a thing.
Right.
That's not a thing. You go fuck yourself.
It's like a pregame for the best party ever.
Exactly. And then you get into the real world. You're like, oh, this is it? There are dumb adults? That's
right.
Something you never expect is that you're going to have a boss that you're like, this is the dumbest fucking person.
Right.
And they have children.
And I have to listen to them.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. But yeah, you should check out the book. It's coming out October 23rd. You can get it wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
It's coming up.
Just check it out. Pre-order it. You're going to like it.
Let's do the podcast.
Okay.
Very excited. What are we talking about today?
All right. So I feel like given the rise, we talk about this a lot, that there's like, given the rise of social media, you know a lot more about anyone you're dating than you would any other time. Mm-hmm. I used to find it weird when I would like go out and I'd meet someone like at a bar or something and I'd have a date and I didn't. Do you ever go out with someone you don't know their last name?
Yeah, of course.
It's like
I've had
huge
sex with people I don't know their last name.
Of course you have. It's like very.
I've been mid sex. Like I'm not. This is embarrassing to say. Mm-hmm. And I've literally been like reminding myself, being like reminding me myself.
What is
their
your
name?
Yeah. What if you got her pregnant? You'd be like, be like the father of a child whose last name you don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
I just say Goldberg because I'm pretty much around where I should be.
Okay. There's like a 50% chance it ends in Berg.
Goldberg.
Yeah.
Did you say my who's Goldberg? Rodenberg?
Weiss?
Weissman?
Anyway, so yeah, it's a weird phenomenon that now you can, if you're equipped with someone's last name or Instagram handle, sometimes they don't say their last names on that. You can really like find out a lot of information. It's kind of creepy, but it's also like something that you can pseudo acknowledge, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Like I'll go home, you know, like I was just in Boston last weekend and I'm with my mom and my mom kind of looks through Facebook as if it's, my mom looks through Facebook the way she used to look through like People magazine.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like she'll just like be like sifting through it.
But instead of celebrities, it's just like,
now we've all become the hot topic.
Right. She gets to see like the people she used, like went to college with.
Or like the people I went to college with. You know what I mean? So she'll be like, people I went to high school with, she'll be like, did you hear that so-and-so had a kid? And she didn't hear from the person.
Right. She
just saw it. And then in my mind, I'm like, you don't know that person. But then I'm like, I did hear.
Right.
You know, I do know this information about people that I have no relationship with whatsoever.
Like, and it's weird because like if you run into them, are you supposed to acknowledge that you already know this shit? Because it's not like they're trying to hide. It's like you did some like deep dive investigation.
No, they put it out there.
But it's still like kind of weird to say that you know it.
Acknowledge it. I'm a big person. Like I don't do happy birthdays on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But if I see that person and I'm reminded that there's, oh, I saw the birthday. Hey, happy birthday. I saw it was your face. Right. I think it's that's more connecting than saying happy birthday on Facebook. Some people are just writing HBD.
Right.
You couldn't have time to fucking write that out. At that point,
You're typing it. It's not even like you're physically writing it.
You're not even. Yeah. So like to me, I like to get in front of it because I don't want to get in the position where you're 10 minutes into a conversation and they go, and then you go, well, I actually saw it. Like you have to admit
it. Right. You got
to
just say it right away.
I say it right away. I come out with it. Like saw you. But like, that's with people I half know.
Right.
It's different with people you date because you could be so far along with stalking them that you've already had the first date on the first date.
I mean, what's the deepest you've gone before a date? Do you go like throughout, do you go to like the first Instagram picture they ever post?
I'm going far enough back until it'd be weird for me to masturbate to it.
What does that mean? Like,
like once I get to like the bat mitzvah, I'm like, I've gone too far.
All right. On Facebook.
On Facebook.
Right.
Like if I go to a picture where I'm like, you ever get so far back that you're like, this looks like a different person.
Yeah. And it's like creepy.
It's creepy because you're like, I'm looking at a child right now.
Yeah.
Like, and then I'm like, okay, come on, go back to college. Let me see some spring break.
Yeah. You've
and
done
then I come back to reality.
Some deep dive stalking.
It doesn't feel real. And I think you can go too far. I think Googling is too much.
Mm-hmm.
Google only gives you half truths that you can't really follow up on.
Right.
Like it'll give you like work history and things like that.
Although that's important for us.
It's important.
We're like, what is this job? But how do I see the job without clicking? The hope is that you can like, you Google the guy's name and then you could see the job without having to click the LinkedIn thing. Cause then they could see that. That was the worst, when the people can see when you've looked at their LinkedIn.
Do you remember? I know that LinkedIn does that, but I'm not a big LinkedIn. Like, you can find my old LinkedIn profile.
It still says you're like an insurance salesman.
Yeah. It's like from 100 years ago. So, but I do think, remember when Facebook was like threatening, like, don't you want to see who looks at your profile? And you're like, who is asking for this?
Right.
Like, why would you want this?
Oh my God. It would be so creepy. I would feel like such a creep if people could see that.
Thank God Instagram stories doesn't tell you how many times you looked at the story.
That's also a very good point.
Thank God.
Yeah. Or like if you like held it so that you could like see who's in the background of shit.
Yeah. I just think it's I don't want
to. Do you guys look in the background of pictures that that girls send them?
Not. We're pretty dumb.
Okay.
With that stuff, like we don't even like. I've sent pictures, and then like girls will be like, "Have you cleaned your room ever?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like I didn't even like
think of, about that. Of right? That you're not being, like you're not doing like the setup for the photo shoot.
But
right?
I have, yeah. But I have seen girls' pictures where if it's so messy in their room, I'm like, "What's going on in here?" Like,
right?
You know. But I don't think I look at. I don't think we guys are just lazy inherently. Like,
right.
It's just not something.
It's funny. My boyfriend was in Vegas this past weekend on a bachelor party, and he sent me a picture of him. He looks like stressed because he's like, I don't know, he wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
But he's at a pool party.
He wasn't feeling well in Vegas, really?
Yeah, I wasn't looking at him at all. I was looking in the background, like looking for his friends who they're talking to. Like,
really?
All this other. Yeah, I'm like, because it's like, that's much more interesting to me than like what you're trying to show me. I'm trying to see what you missed.
Want the real story.
I want to see what you missed.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like zooming in. I'm like, interesting. Oh, who's
that
there?
Guy, yeah. That guy talks to the girl in the Hulk Hogan bathing suit.
Yeah.
The fringe.
I'm much more interested in what you're like trying to see beyond.
See, I think is there too much stalking? Have you ever been on a date where you're like, I've ruined this because I've stalked?
Sometimes it's kind of like you ever see something and you get like turned on or turned off by something you've seen and you like create like a whole story behind
it. Of course.
Right. And sometimes I wish I just like didn't know that information. Like, you ever look at someone's, this happened more with, I think people used to, once Facebook got big, you could like kind of tell if someone was like sort of a freak before you met them.
Sure. I mean, you could see
Instagram,
that with Instagram.
Like you can a little less so, although you get a lot more. I feel like Facebook, you could like write more.
Sure.
Right. So you might be able to see more. There's more to like interpret.
Yeah. But there's certain Instagram posts where I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like if I see a motivational thing.
That's true.
If I see 7 posts about straws.
What if you saw someone back in the day constantly changing their Facebook picture to have like frames? You know, like those things the moms will change.
Oh, like the outside of it, the borders.
But they put the frames or the borders or like
that.
Happy Thanksgiving, like whatever.
To me, that would be like cute.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, right. It's like, oh, look at how innocent this person is. Like, they're like a mom on Facebook.
Right.
Like, it would almost be a throwback at this point.
Okay.
I think Instagram is the one I look more heavily on now.
Right.
Like, I used to look on Facebook a lot. Now I've moved on to Instagram. I'll never look at Twitter.
Why?
It just wouldn't be something that, like...
That's how you wind up as Becca from The Bachelorette, just dating the guy with the racist tweets. He was liking the Instagrams. You're right.
That was something she could have never seen coming.
That's true. Because you can't check for likes. The tweets would actually be worse. Someone else was tweeting some racist shit. I forgot what
that was
from.
Couple seasons ago.
Right.
But the Instagram post to me, like, that tells me, do you have friends? What do you value in a post?
Right.
What are you captioning? Like,
what are you trying? Wait,
there's personality.
More than who you are, it tells you who you want to, who it looks like you're trying to be.
Who I'd like people to think of me as.
Do you ever see a picture and feel like it's very edited? Like, that's not what the person looks like?
Of course. I mean, I'm sure people look at pictures of me and think that.
Do you edit your pictures?
I mean, as much as I can.
Right.
You know?
Like, no, I mean like Facetune, Photoshop.
The Facetune thing doesn't resonate with me.
Like, can you tell?
Because
a lot of girls do it.
This is what I've heard,
right.
And I've never even thought of that. I'm like, that level of deception,
okay.
Like, it doesn't even register to me.
You're so innocent.
Well,
so
I guess
naive.
I'm so innocent. I just think guys, weird, like, we have so much ego to a fault.
Okay.
Where, like, I'm like, oh, a good picture of me is, like, literally is the only thing I'm doing in pictures is looking for one where I'm at a good angle.
Right.
And then putting on
a filter
and then done. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, women must be doing the same thing.
But then
you hear about the Facetune thing and you're like, oh, this is a different ball game.
And so many people do it.
Yeah.
And it's like crazy.
I
wonder if that distorts your view of, like, do you ever get on a date with someone that you've only seen on Instagram and be like, wow, like, this doesn't look like you?
No, but you know what I do see a lot? I see a lot of women now that their bodies are made for Instagram.
Okay.
So they've like worked out. Like, it's like the guy who only does arms at the gym.
Because it's like, the top half of the pic.
Well, because they want to just have big
arms.
Legs.
Okay.
They never do legs, and their legs are little stick figures.
Right.
Women are now like you see, like sometimes I'll see a woman walking down the street. I'm like, that ass must look amazing on Instagram.
It was made like, for Instagram.
Built for Instagram.
Well, I read this article that said that women are going to get plastic surgery so that their face looks more like it does in their Snapchat filters.
Yeah. I watched the girl put on the pretty filter to take our picture. When I was in San Antonio, I saw her.
But she was editing you.
Editing me.
There's nothing more insulting than someone editing you. But you're actually like, oh, I kind of look
better. I was like, this picture's really good. And then she was like, no, let's take another one. And then I saw her put on the pretty filter. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
That's what I've
on
always
Instagram said. Or Snapchat?
Snapchat. Okay, yeah. And then we took it again. I go, oh, she got ahead of like having to look at herself.
Right.
Oh, and then I was like happy she did too because I was like, oh, this is a good picture. Like,
it creates a lot of distorted images.
Do you know like the pretty filter takes 5 pounds off your face?
Does it?
Yes.
How does it do that?
I think it thins you out. I think it's like going to a skinny mirror.
Right.
My apartment building has the skinniest mirror ever.
I know. I have a skinny mirror. It kind of annoys me because like I'd rather have a fat mirror and feel like, oh, every time I look at it, like I look better than this. Cause you look in a skinny mirror and
this is as good as it could get is really
right.
What it is.
You're like, I look in a skinny mirror. Like I don't look as good as this.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I know that like this is look. You know what I mean? I'd rather look at something and be totally. Like, oh, I look better.
There's no undersell over.
And then
deliver.
If you look good in a fat mirror, sure. You're like, oh, I look really good.
Good for me.
Right.
The building mirror sometimes is so good that I'll look at it and I'll look bad in it and I'll go, well, then you're not looking good at all.
Right.
Like, that's how good it is. I don't know. I just say, yeah. And I mean, we had an email that was about this.
Well, I'll read it. So it's about basically how much you could acknowledge when you're stalking. Hey, Jay, getting right to it. Love that. I'm 26 and in Chicago and live in Chicago. Met a guy through friends. And we've gone on 6 dates within 3 weeks. Last day, we had our first overnighter after a Thursday dinner date. Things went great. And he asked to hang Saturday night. We both had day plans, but agreed to meet up later. Texted him midday to solidify the time, and he informed me he desperately needed to nap and to text him when I returned to the city. Informed him of my arrival and never heard from him until the next morning. My friends are naturally psychotic/supportive. That's a psychotic friend is a supportive friend.
That's a good friend.
And noticed he was liking photos on Instagram, all food photos, so clearly high AF. And even watched my IG story, but never texted back after I reached out. Now I'm starting to doubt things. Jealousy and desperation aren't cute, so I don't want to mention it, but I am hurt that he didn't communicate. He'd rather reschedule. How would you handle the situation? Looking for any advice. Isn't dating fun? Thanks. Love your podcast.
This is interesting, because this is more specific than what we're talking
about.
This
is like a more intense version of the stalking. But it's something we see. I notice that. I notice everything that people like. I like go to that feed all the time because it helps me kind of discover new stuff.
I hate the like feed.
I hate it, but I like it.
Sure.
I hate it because I now see pictures of people I don't follow and I don't follow them for a reason. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like brought to them anyway.
Yeah.
But it's also a very good stalking thing. It's kind of interesting to see what people like.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Especially if it's a dude you see like he's like 7 girls with big asses on Instagram. You're like,
right.
Oh, this is how he...
This is, know, what, this is what this he is does. Who he is.
This is who he is.
Right.
You are who you like.
You are.
And but for
he's
this
he's just trying to support their careers.
This,
you know?
Yeah, he's just trying to get them off. I for this situation though.
This is an annoying one. I agree with her because she doesn't want to seem like she's like psychotically stalking him. But at the same time, like it's not like hidden information.
Yeah, but let me take a moment to sit in his shoes.
Okay.
They hang out, they have an overnight after a date. Goes great. Then he says, let's hang out Saturday. Saturday, they both drink during the day and he's fucking pooped. Goes home to nap and he's napping after day drinking is not a good sleep.
Right.
Your phone is next to your bed. It's not like he had to get out of bed and go outside to like the ass model. He could be laying in bed half awake liking pictures while he feels like shit from a day.
But he didn't text her back.
He didn't text her back. I
think that's like not.
But all of this is like passive stuff.
I agree, but I'm saying like the idea that he's liking pictures, he's clearly like awake and like he's on his phone. He's on his phone, right? He's liking pictures. He's on his phone. She told him she was there. He could have just been like, "Hey, like feeling really shitty. Like let's hang out tomorrow." But he didn't answer. That's kind of. I could see why she'd be like really annoyed at this because she also can't be like, "Oh, well, I was like." watching you like these pictures.
But she says informed of my arrival and none of her heard from him until the next morning.
Right.
So all his habits on Instagram indicate to me that he was in bed just fucking around.
Yeah.
It wasn't like she, to me, it would be more worrisome if Saturday he was like, I'm out day drinking, and then he just disappeared off the face of the earth. To me, that's hooking up.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when I'm hooking up, I am not on my phone.
That's good to know.
So I'm just saying, like, I'm not fucking while liking.
You're just
butt
holding
models.
It behind the head.
Move out of the way. You know, like, right. I'm just saying, like, to me, you know, when you see somebody, when someone says,
you don't
I'm going
think
to
he's
take
out doing bad things.
I think it's more innocent. And she says, now I'm starting to doubt things. Jealousy and desperation aren't cute. I think it's okay to be like, hey, you could have texted me. You know,
right.
You could have texted me to let me know that you were out for the night, that you're not doing the night.
Yeah, or like, would have appreciated just the text because I thought we were going to hang. Right, yeah.
But he said, I desperately need a nap.
So you don't think she needs to bring up the liking thing?
I think the liking thing should tell you that it's a more innocent mistake than it could be. Like,
okay.
Like
do you ever ignore texts and just on Instagram?
Yes. I mean, you lose yourself. You're like, you can tell a lie and then Instagram. Right. The problem is there's more ways to get in trouble than ever before.
Right. If you're going to lie to someone, you've got to commit to the lie. But I'm saying for
the stalkers, you have to choose your spots.
Right.
You can't always be on his Instagram shit.
Okay.
Because you will have to be on his Instagram shit. There's a point in this relationship where you're going to go, hey, I see you liking butt models. Stop it. It makes me embarrassed.
Right.
You can't.
Can't say that right away.
Right away, you can't be like, I'm on your liking. And he's like, I was in and out of sleep. Right. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I've been in my bed. I wake up in the morning and I immediately grab my phone and I just start looking at shit. And it's while I'm half in a daze.
I understand the idea that you could be wanting to like not really like not wanting to thought like process a thought that's like a coherent text message.
Sure.
But at the same time, like have enough mental energy to actually like something on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I just think it's more like it seems to her like where she's hurt, I think, is that he seems like he's like kind of he just ignored her.
Yeah. But I would say he did get in touch the next day.
Right, but they were supposed to hang out that night.
But he said, overnight after Thursday, things went great. He asked to hang Saturday. We both had day plans, but agreed to meet up later. Texted him midday to solidify the time, and he informed me he desperately needed a nap. And texted
right.
return.
But if you like someone and you even have like a quasi plan, it's nice if you're not, if you can back out of it, but you should tell them.
What a lot of people do, and I agree. I think what a lot of, like, I'll get messages like this over DM where girls are asking for advice and they're like, I saw this.
Right.
And I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to look like a psycho. You don't have to bring up the psycho shit to attack the issue.
Right.
So she can say to him, hey, we had plans that night. It kind of sucks
right.
that you didn't even like.
Let me know. Right.
She doesn't have to go, and I saw you like. You don't have to reveal.
It's not necessary information. Yeah. I agree with that.
If she
was her boyfriend, she could be like, what are you doing? You're liking stuff. Answer me.
Yeah. That's a different story.
Right. In the beginning. Right.
You have to ignore the like. I think like there's this thing in like when you write, it's called like burying the lead.
Okay.
And it's where you don't like you for the main attraction of the article it sometimes gets left to the end of it. And you're like, no, the lead in this to me is this guy didn't have enough thought in his brain to go, hey, I got to let this person know who I had plans with that I can't be there for the plans.
Right.
It's not just because you saw the likes, you still would have been pissed. If you had not seen the lights.
But now she's not like, maybe in her head, if she didn't see them, she would have been like, maybe he just passed out and he didn't wake up until the next day.
We have to subtly ignore things our parents never had to deal with.
Right.
We have to subtly ignore the text that comes up on the phone from another name that's, you know, from the name of a similar gender of
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yes.
But I'm saying to get to that, you have to like give people the benefit of like a life before you.
Right.
And you have to let people learn from mistakes. And
also you'd want them to do that. Like if you have to think like, have I ever been in this kind of situation where I don't want to answer someone, but I'm on social media and I'm not thinking about it. And like, yeah, we've all been.
We've
all
been there.
Not been doing that.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to remember that it's not necessarily indicative of like, oh, I hate you because I'm not answering you.
Totally. And I think when you bring up the other likes, if she brings up the not text me and the likes, like back it up.
Right.
It's like, what do you want
get
me to do?
Get off my shit. Well,
get off my shit. Like, right. What do you want me to do? Like, I fucked up.
Right.
Now you're going to like make this like a whole, right. Like I really
you
don't
should make
like,
it about the issue.
Yeah. I don't like when someone makes one mistake of mine, a whole social thing, you know, like make it my whole character.
Right.
Like that just tells me who you are. And it's like, nah, no.
Okay.
Give me like four more chances to tell you who I am. You don't know me.
Right. Well, that too, because that's a subtle one.
We went to
one.
Dinner once. We fucked. What are you? You know,
that's
how much
a
do
subtle
you know?
One. But I do agree that she could definitely bring it up as something. She can and should bring it up as like a precedent for like.
Sure.
I don't like. Well, not saying it directly like that, but essentially like giving the message that I don't really like to be treated like that. I like to know. And to be informed if we have a plan,
if
I need you to
plan.
Either stick to it or like let me know what's going on.
Yeah, she could be like, yeah, I spent the whole night waiting at home for your text. What the fuck? Right. It's like, and then you go, oh my god, really? No, I didn't. I went out.
Right.
but how would you feel?
Like it was annoying, right?
Yes.
I like you to like respect my time.
Yeah, I got time. I got places to go. But I do. This is so interesting to me because it's all girls always want to say. They want to like reveal themselves as this person that knows everything. Keep a couple things to yourself.
We do know everything. We shouldn't keep your cards.
Hold some cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I just know that there's a level of it that like we're all doing it. That's why I like to admit to it. Like that's why I like to say, oh yeah, I saw on Instagram that you went there. How was it?
Right. It's also like you follow them. They follow you. It's not a big fucking surprise.
I think it's okay. Not at all. I think it's okay to ask about the things people post.
Right.
Like I'm always like, oh, I saw your story. You're at this bar. I love that bar. How was it?
Right.
Like I think that we have to stop because what we end up doing is going on dates to have conversations we already had.
Right.
You know, it's like, you went to what bar?
If you know exactly,
you admit it and you go, oh, I saw that
thing that you posted was really cool or funny or I liked it, whatever. I've been there.
Give into that.
Yeah.
And it's, I think people are afraid to do that because they're like, well, just know if you're doing it, the person across the table is doing it.
They're doing it. And if they're not doing it, then you guys are not on the
person.
Same
they're
page.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
I hate when people are like...
They're crazy.
The easy thing to say is I'm never on social media. Oh, I never look at it. I don't know what you're talking about. And it's like, okay, you're a fucking crazy person because this is a slot machine and I can't look away from it. So where are we
they're
on the spectrum?
They're either the most normal or the least normal person.
Absolutely.
You can't tell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Let's do some emails.
Let's do a weird sexual experience.
Let's do it. If you want your weird sexual experience read on the air, UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Hey, guys. So I've been hooking up with a dental student recently, and during one hookup, he stuck his finger in my mouth, but not in a sexual way. What's the sexual finger in the mouth?
You've never seen that. It's like a, but you bite someone's finger maybe or something. I could see how that would, like, if you're like holding their, I don't know.
I would think the sexualized version would be a mouth on the finger, not the finger into the mouth. I don't. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you don't like, you don't, someone has to like take your finger and almost like put it in their mouth as opposed to like you, like where are your fingers?
Inserting the finger to me has no sexuality to it.
Right. Yeah. You wouldn't like put your finger in someone else's mouth.
I don't know how to do that sexually.
And maybe if you had like chocolate or something on your finger.
But then that's the person wanting.
They should initiate it that.
Yeah. Mouth initiate to finger.
Yeah.
Sexual.
I agree.
Finger to mouth, not sexual.
Mm-hmm. Well, this guy's a dentist, so maybe he's like, he's used to some other.
It was experience. Like a dentist checking my teeth, which I really think he probably was. He didn't keep it in there long. No cavities. because he could obviously tell I wasn't into the move. He's cool and I like hanging out with him, but I'm still stuck on him checking my teeth in the middle of a hookup. I don't really have any questions. Just thought it was weird and funny.
Do you think that this guy might have actually wanted to see if she had good teeth? As a dentist?
That's insane.
Like,
as a dentist, like, I can't be with someone who doesn't have a good molar.
I do feel like if that's your profession, maybe you're kind of like, I like would like you're.
Do you have to put your fingers in to know?
I don't. Maybe it like opens it. I don't know. I'm not like a dentist, but. I think maybe there's a chance where he's like, oh, like, I just want to, I like nice teeth. It's a turn on for me. I'm just kind of like checking.
Also, I mean, on the other side of that, I don't want to know that that's a fetish because then it's like, did he get into the industry just so he could touch people's teeth?
That the thought that your dentist could be like aroused by like that.
That would scare me for the long term thing of this relationship. Like let's say they get married and he's like, teeth are my thing.
Right.
And then you're a dentist.
Yeah. It'd be like. Well, people date male gynecologists.
That's like a wolf in sheep's cloth.
People date male gynecologists.
But the male gynecologist, I mean, but does he ever like look at her and go, vagina's just my thing. That's why I got into it in the first place.
Aren't vaginas everyone's thing?
Yeah, but
you're a guy,
I mean.
Heterosexual?
This has to be a weird conversation to hear if you're like going to a male gynecologist like right now.
Right.
Like if you have the earphones in, you're like, I don't know. Like, if that's like if I came from people laughing.
Right. Yeah. like, I mean, I think you kind of like at your jokes,
you get
kind of
a little bit. Yeah. It does feel good, but not in that way.
Well, and in the sense, it's sort of similar. Let's say you're checking to see if people have a good sense of humor. Like that's turn on for you.
Right? But I don't have
you
to
don't
look
have to stick your fingers
teeth.
Anywhere.
Let me see your asshole. I have to check if you like jokes. Right. I don't know. It's what would you call this move?
The tooth fairy.
The tooth fairy. I like that. I like that.
That's tough.
I would call it the cleaning.
Maybe it's also just like a reflex on his part. Like,
yeah, that could be it. Like a muscle memory,
right?
Where he's just like, he just sees a face, and then like maybe the finger went in there by accident when he was trying to kiss you.
Most of the people he encounters, that's where he goes first. Yeah. It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me.
Not a deal breaker.
No. Would you?
If a girl did it to me. I'd have to get like three hookups in to then be like, "Hey, I gotta ask
what's
you
up
about
with
this.
The finger in
is
the
this
mouth?
Like a
right? Yeah,
is this a
but
thing
that
in the
in
industry?
Itself, I think I don't. Do you think it would depend on their answer?
It wouldn't deal break me. If she was into it, I'd be into it. Like
right.
I know, like that's a lot of my answers for these.
I don't think it would make me that uncomfortable. It's like you know what I mean. There are weirder things where someone could try to stick their finger in.
Well, did you? I mean, this reminds me of
rather that than the ear.
The Aziz story. The ear. I had a girl stick her whole tongue in my ear once, and I was like, I've never been more turned on.
Turned on?
Into it.
I wouldn't like that. I feel like it'd be like.
It was gross, but it was like also like the fact that she was like, let me stick this fucking tongue in your ear.
What if she stuck her finger in your ear?
sexually.
Yeah, she doesn't want you to hear.
I would like gave me a wet willy, and that was what got her off. Yeah, wet willy, and then all of a sudden she's coming. She's like,
Right, like where's the deal breaker line? What if it was like your nose? Sticks her finger in your nose.
I'm still okay with. I don't know. Are you? Would a guy put a finger in your nose?
The nose, I might be like. What on purpose? Hole? I'd be like, get away.
I guess that would be the weirdest one.
Yeah.
The nose would be the weirdest one because to like sexually put a finger in your
it's
nose is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Because you're like, how did you get into this?
Or why your eye. Do you
you're a poke you in the eye? Is there I'm trying to think if there's a hole that would turn me away. And I really
the
can't.
Eye?
The you don't, eye would
you'd be like, get ow.
You stop right? it. Yeah, yeah. I can't see.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes
the mouth.
Me think,
the mouth, I think, is the best of the facial holes.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely.
What about the belly button?
I wouldn't feel comfortable with it because, like, I'd be like, why are you touching my stomach? Like, is it? Are you into me? Because I have a deep belly button. Like, is me being out of shape part of your attraction?
So you find that better than the ear.
I'm going, okay, so on the holes.
Okay.
It's going mouth.
Is the best.
The best.
Right,
best
I agree, worst. It's the best.
Best to worst, okay. Mm-hmm. Mouth.
I'm mouth, belly button, ear, nose, eye.
I'm with you.
Right.
The nose could move
of
up.
Of everything above the, above the waist.
If we're going to rank the non-sexual holes.
Yes.
Because mouth is a sexual hole, but not with a finger.
Mouth is a sexual hole. That should be the name of the episode. Right.
This discussion has gone into craziness. But you know what it makes me think of is the Aziz Ansari story.
Which story?
The one where the girl wrote this whole piece.
Oh, where she wrote about like, the Me Too stuff like
and
harassed.
Feeling like it was harassed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whatever you think about that is what you think about that story. But there was one instance in it where she references that his hookup move was taking his finger and putting it in her mouth and then fingering her.
Okay. Interesting.
Which I called the quill.
The quill?
Like he was taking a pen and dipping it into
the ink
and then writing a letter down.
You don't
there.
Hear that word very often anymore,
quill.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I called
yeah.
it. Like he was like dipping it in and then going,
okay.
I've been down here many a night
<He's writing laughs>
with
a
your
letter.
Vagina.
Right.
Dip, dip, dip. And now I write home from the wall, you know.
Like right. Yeah.
Would you be into that move? Have you ever had that move? That's what I mean.
I don't think that's that weird. I think it's like.
It's not that weird.
Sometimes guys put their hands in their own mouths. Like,
sure. Oh,
whatever.
They do.
Yeah. I think that it could, like, you're getting something wet. It's like a lubrication. I don't think it's like so weird.
I've seen a girl put her own finger in her mouth mm-hmm. and then play with herself. And that's hot to me.
Right. Yeah. I don't think the using your like saliva as a lubrication is like that weird.
Now that we're on this subject, I feel like this is a short jump to this. What do you think of mutual masturbation?
I find it like the 69ing. It's not my thing.
Not your thing.
Right. I didn't know
what it was. Some girl explained it to me. Yeah, we did mutual masturbation.
Like you just like both like get each other off.
You're both
with
masturbating.
Your hands.
You're both masturbating yourself.
Oh, yourselves. Like yeah. You're masturbating the other person.
I think you're just doing yourself.
Oh, I thought it was like
in front of the other person.
You're like jerking the guy off and he's like.
I could be talking about it out of my ass. I don't know.
Thought that's what it was. If that's the case, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's kind of like a more PG version of the 69 situation,
sure.
Which I find to be.
So you think if it's the I masturbate you masturbate me,
mm-hmm.
it's like a PG-13 69.
Yeah.
What if it's just watching a guy? Because I've watched women masturbate.
Right.
And I'm always like, I want to get out the popcorn. Like, I'm like, this is amazing.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But does it go the other way?
It wouldn't be something that I'm not saying like no one is,
sure.
But for me, it's like, I don't.
Male masturbation is not hot to watch. I can't.
Yeah, I don't think it doesn't. If I woke up and that was happening in front, I don't think I would like that at all.
If all of a sudden he was just over you.
Yeah, I don't.
Slow whacking.
Because it takes away the emotional aspect of sex,
sure.
Which again, I think. Is important to me and is important to a lot of women. Mm-hmm.
I would just look kinda, like an animal.
Right. It looks like I think about like a monkey
yeah,
like doing
yeah,
that
yeah.
in the corner. It just seems like very physical. I could see maybe
herky jerky.
I'm not saying there's no situation in which that would be like okay, but I don't think that'd be like my thing.
Interesting.
Personally.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Let's do another email.
Go for it.
Dear J&J, thank you for taking my email. I listen to the podcast every week and try to some restraint when a new episode comes out so I can listen to it when I really need a fun distraction, like during cardio. I'm emailing you today to see if you can help me sort out an issue that may be a red flag, but I'm not sure what to do about it. My boyfriend and I have been together for approximately three years. We live together and regularly talk about our future, buying a home, marriage, kids. He makes me happy, encourages my independence. My family and friends love him, blah, blah, blah. The only thing that really irks me is his lack of financial motivation.
Uh-oh. Mama's not going to the Caribbean anytime soon.
He's been at his job for 10 plus years. He's a bit older than me, loves it, and is very good at it, but it only pays enough to support him in our lifestyle now, not allowing him to save enough for a house, go on vacations, or even get a dog. I brought this up to him in the past, and he knows that financial stability is important to me. He says he is working on finding something better, either outside the company he works for now, or by talking to his boss about a promotion, which would help, but it wouldn't be a permanent solution. The problem is we've been talking about this seriously.
His swimming coach.
Seriously. We've been talking about this seriously for well over a year. I try to keep my distance on the issue for the most part so as not to come off as naggy, but the lack of hustle is evident. Don't get me wrong. I know this is a two-way street and I'm doing my part. I have a well-paying job and I'm looking to pursue grad school in the spring in order to improve my own career and financial situation. My issue is not with me being the breadwinner, but more me feeling like I am alone in this and the pressure to live comfortably is solely on me. We live in a small town community and I don't need New York City salaries, but improvement is necessary. She sounds like she's filling out an evaluation form.
Improvement is necessary is the least sexy line.
Fill out the questionnaire.
Can you imagine? He's like, yeah, I'm doing great at my job. I've been there 10 years. Improvement is necessary. She sounds
needs improvement. The needs improvement, like checkbox.
Yeah.
I know money comes and goes, and for richer or poorer is serious vow. But I'd like to see progress on the for richer part before we get to the vows. Thanks for hearing me out, the business batch.
Improvement is necessary. She sounds like she's the head of like a commander in the army.
She's holding the conference room.
I do agree with her.
Do you?
I'm making fun of her, but I hear this is one of those like issues that no one wants to give credit to, because it sounds bad.
That someone doesn't make enough money?
Well, that's why this podcast exists.
Right.
This is the judgment-free zone. We can talk about the reality here. Well, she can't talk to her friends about this because they're like, love conquers all. Where are you going to find another guy like this? Oh, my God. And you're just like, yeah, but we got to pay the rent, bitch.
Right.
You know, like, I want to have a kid. I want the kid to go to college. And her email isn't about his job. She's not embarrassed of what he does.
She wants him to make more money.
She writes financial motivation.
She wants him to care about making more money.
Care. Right. And that's the biggest issue to me. Well, it's not that some people are what they is. Like, you know, whatever. Financial motivation is different than her saying that he's like a loser. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like, but I also think, like, I don't necessarily think she's right. Because I think living comfortably means something different to every person.
Absolutely.
Everyone has a different lifestyle that they're used to, a different lifestyle that they expect to have, a different work-life balance that they're interested mm-hmm. in having for a certain amount of money. And maybe that doesn't align because he is lacking financial motivation. What he's saying is, like, I like my life. I don't need nicer shit.
Totally.
I don't really care about, like having this like nicer lifestyle that you seem to want and is really important to you. But like, that's not my priority. If you want that lifestyle, like you should go out. Like for her, it seems like she's like, she wants to live a more comfortable life than he does.
I totally agree with everything you're saying.
Right.
The difference in what I'm saying is that she's turned off by him.
Right. Well, that's the real issue.
I think that's the real issue. Right. And she's embarrassed to say it because everyone in her life, she goes, my family likes him. Everyone likes him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm turned off by the fact that he doesn't want more for himself. It's not about how much money he makes.
Right.
It's about she's dry as a bone downstairs because this guy doesn't go out and try and hustle every day.
Well, that's her personal preference.
That's her personal
preference.
Right. Yeah. And she's embarrassed of that personal preference.
But this guy isn't doing anything wrong.
He's not doing... It'll be right for someone.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I think she should be okay with ending it. As harsh as that sounds.
Right. Well, I think the older you get, the more serious your relationship gets, mm-hmm. the more important things like money and how you view money and how you...
They say like 90% of fights are about money.
They are, because it's like a huge thing. I mean, like there's so much that you have to decide on together. And so much of that is like a financial decision.
But what you said is so right. You're like, everyone has their different views on comfortability.
Right.
That has to match up with your partner.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You could have like a trust fund baby who's like, I would not be comfortable unless I was going to like a Michelin star restaurant once a week.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's okay. That's their preference. Yes. Right. But then they need to find someone who's also at that level because otherwise
doesn't think that's insanity.
Right. Or who's like, okay, that makes sense to me. Like, I'm like comfortable with that too. But if you're with someone who's like, my idea of like a fun night out is like, I don't know, something much cheaper.
It's way easier to go up than down.
What do you mean? It's easier for the person to adapt to the nicer lifestyle.
If I gotta go to a Michelin star restaurant, what can I do? I can get it.
Especially if you're brought up. Like,
it's way harder to look at someone and go, he's okay with the dollar menu the rest of his life.
Right.
And then to see the job prospects where he's like, I'll get a promotion. Then you see like, well, that doesn't help us at all. You know, like we can't go to the $1.50 menu, you know, right. Like, and I think what she's saying, I think she writes this whole email to get herself off the hook from being with someone who likes her a lot and is a good guy.
Right. And it seems like she likes him a lot, but this is an important thing.
She says, my issue is not with me being the breadwinner, but more feeling like I am alone.
Right.
And the pressure to live comfortably is solely on me. The pressure for you to live comfortably.
Because she cares more about it.
Totally. Yeah, and it's so, okay. I think.
But he's not giving her any pressure. He's not like, I need you to like step up because I really need to eat at the fancy restaurant.
Yeah. This is, I mean, like, I think, you know, when we talk about like, sometimes we bring it up about sex where like some people are embarrassed to end a relationship over sex because they're like, well, love conquers all and we get along so well. You're going to get along with someone else. Like you're going to find someone who's just as good to you that also you watch their financial motivation is so.
You're more compatible.
More compatible with. Her using the term financial motivation, I've never heard that before. And that makes me think that she is turned off by his lack of motivation.
Right. And that's totally fine. I think that's like, if that's not wrong, that's not right. Like, she's not shallow for wanting someone wants to live both a certain lifestyle. Right. Yeah. There just might not be a good match. And that actually, I could see that leading to a lot more issues, not because she's right or he's wrong, but because he's going to be like, why do the kids need to go to like the private school? Can't they just go to the public? I don't need this life.
Why do we need a vacation? Right. Let's take a road trip. And then she's sitting in the car the whole time being like, I should be on a plane right now. You know, like she's going to end up resenting him.
Yeah. And for him, it's like, that's not something that he's like upset about having to do. And for her, she like wants more out of money for him. So I think that, yeah.
Yeah. But I my thing to her is like, what I want to say to her is like, don't feel bad about this. Don't feel bad about the reasons you need to end this relationship.
Right.
And the reason, and it's not that you're like some snob who needs money. I think you need to relate this to, I'm not attracted to the lack of motivation to do more.
Right.
And that's a big thing.
That's a big thing for her, and she cares a lot about it. So yeah. I think it's, and it doesn't sound like, I mean, what I wonder with her is like, let's say he just had a lot of money, but he didn't make a lot of money.
Sure.
Right. Would she care? They were going to live this lifestyle anyway, but he still doesn't care about making a lot of money.
Like he has all the money in the world.
So he's got a lot of family money.
Sure.
And.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. That's what she needs to separate.
Yeah.
Is
it about the money? Or is it about like the hustle or the drive?
I don't want to say that both aren't okay. Like,
right.
I do understand where she's like, listen, I had a certain view of what my life was going to be with you. That changes. I guess if he had the money anyways, I would, for her, she has to suss out, is it the motivation that bothers me or is it the fact that he's just never going to make this money?
Right.
Because I think it's motivation, which is like the more
I think she also like doesn't want all the, she wants a certain lifestyle and she doesn't want to be the only one responsible for making it.
Of course.
And for him, he's like, I don't want to be responsible for making it because I don't care. So
would
like,
would you ever date someone over money?
Because they didn't make enough money.
How would you do it? Would it be, let's say this person is, everything's great. They just don't, they're just no, money doesn't matter to them at all.
I think as long as they're okay with like doing things that I want to do that like, and I can afford to do them with them, yeah. I don't really think I would care.
So you, because to me, there's a certain like attraction level to like, there's so few ways to be a man in this society.
Right. Although so society is changing.
It's changing, but the things that get like, to see someone else hustling towards their thing, male or female, that's nice to watch. And you're like, it is attractive.
Right. But I'm also like looking at other things that are attractive that are like, is this person someone I can depend on? Is this person someone that like is going to be a good father? Is this person going to, I wouldn't want to be with someone who was working all the time that like had this hustle, but she could find a guy who has this hustle. Maybe he never sees her because he's always working. Like that's what I'm saying. Everything is like kind of a trade off and she could, if she breaks up with this guy, she could very easily, like you said, find a guy who's super motivated, who's trying to make a ton of money, who like has big aspirations, big, very ambitious, huge goals, but he might not have that host of other traits
I'm getting to the point in my life. I don't even want equality. I want women to make more than men.
Well, it's fun.
I want you guys to have so much more than me that I just sit at home.
Take care of then you gotta I'll you gotta the, help with the kids.
No problem.
Right.
I wanna be so, I'm looking for a sugar mama at this point.
Yeah, I was watching this Ali Wong special and she's like, yeah, my husband is a Harvard MBA. Like I married him so I could just stop working. It's like all the feminists are like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what are you doing? Like for centuries, we just got to play dumb and like, oh, I don't know how to do this. Yeah. I just got to hang out. And now it's like a thing where we have to work.
I'm looking for
this
that.
This looks great for you guys.
This could be great.
You got a two income household.
I saw her, but Ali Wong is so fucking hilarious. And
it was very, very, it was very funny. She was like, all the feminists are like, no, it's about choice. And she's like, you know who has the most choices? The housewives. You got nothing to do all day. They got a ton of choices.
Things to do. Yeah. I joke, but I'm saying like, I think you just want someone, I think for her, it sounds like this is about motivation and not matching up on that. And I think it is hot to see someone pursue.
Right.
And also it's a certain point of life. what you're saying is like where it's like, oh, if he wanted kids and he took care of it and he was the house dad.
Right.
I don't think
there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, but you know, maybe your whole perception of it would change. Maybe her perception of it would change. That she was like, oh, I go to work and he's like taking care of the kids and he's so good at that.
Right.
That it's now I'm more attracted to him. You know, yeah. I think I just think don't be embarrassed for the things that you're like, is this a problem? If you're thinking, is this a problem?
Right.
It is a problem.
It's a problem for you. So it's a problem.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com.
Let's do another one.
Hello to the people who make me LOL while commuting and people look at me funny. Here's the deal. Last summer, I dated a guy for about 3 to 4 months. About 2 months in, we agreed to be exclusive, only date each other. Things were going great, and I thought it was leading to something more serious, and I was blindsided. He ended it with me because he wasn't ready for a committed relationship. He made it very clear to me that he cared about me a lot and really liked me, but just wasn't ready for something serious. To me, it didn't add up, and I was completely confused, but I think it all boiled down to commitment phobia. I took it pretty hard, but eventually accepted it and went on with my life, continuing to date, but never found anyone. Now, a year later, he's back. He's back.
He's back.
And he's hard. We've had a few talks, and he admitted he was scared and pretty much made a mistake. He hasn't had a girlfriend since college. He's 29. I'm 30, both living in a big city. He said he still has feelings for me and wants to take things slow. I've been hesitant, but since I still have feelings for him, I wanted to give it a try. On date two, he was polite and ordered me an Uber to go home, but insisted we go home together because obviously I wanted to sleep with him. So we did, and since then, we've been seeing each other 1 to 2 times a week for a month and agreed that we'd only date each other. Okay. Fast forward about a week and he initiates another conversation about being serious. He again tells me how much he cares about me and he loves spending time with me and says he sees me as someone he could get serious with. But if we're going to do this, he wants to do it right. He says he wants to start from the beginning and remove sex from the equation. Says that we jumped right back into hooking up and he wants to focus on our feelings for each other without sex for a bit. I was not expecting this convo. Is this a good or bad thing? Do men really have a hard time separating sex from emotion? Is he testing himself? Does he really need to not have sex with me in order to figure out if he wants to get serious with me? I'm assuming since he's been single for so long, he's used to just hooking up and never looking anyone serious until now. I'm fine with it if that's what he needs, but also hope it doesn't last that long. Like, hello, he's gotta be back for a reason, right? I understand commitment can be scary, but come on. Would love your thoughts on the situation. How long you think I should wait for him to commit? Thanks. What do we think?
I don't think he's worried about himself with the sex and the seriousness. I think he's worried about her.
Could not agree more.
Right? I think she's like, he doesn't know. Like, he wants to separate himself from the sex. He doesn't want to sleep with you and then realize he's not into you and then leave and be like the biggest dick ever.
And be the guy who got, you know, you would see him as the guy who got lonely, right. Needed someone to fuck, called someone who fucked him before, and then he
exactly.
fucked you.
Yeah, it's actually like a very, and I wasn't sure if you would agree with this being a guy, but it seems like kind of a noble move.
It's a noble move. It's also shitty.
Like, is it? I feel like it's like, this sounds like great because then she by having sex with him won't get more attached to him.
Sure.
And he won't, like, if he decides to leave, hasn't slept with her yet and won't be such an asshole.
I have done this before.
Really?
Yes.
You've been like, no sex for us.
Well, in my mind, okay. I was like, I'm going to push. Guys want to be as far away from sex as they can before they end it.
Right. So you said that.
I've said this before.
You have to dinner for another month once you sleep together you're not doing until date four.
Exactly.
Right.
So you got to, now I'm in it for a month. So this guy, he had sex with you. Okay. Because they did have sex when they got back together. She wrote.
Right.
So they have the first 2 months. They break up. He says he doesn't want to commit. Then he comes back to her. They end up having sex right away. And he's thinking, fuck, I'm going to have to dump this girl twice.
Right.
And I don't want to be the same dick I was a year ago. So what he's doing is
he's creating more space between from the last time they had sex
so that he can. So he's saying to himself, let me test what being in a relationship with this person would be like without the pressure of we just had sex, so I can't fucking end it.
Right. Like, I actually think it's like a nice move.
It's a nice move. But I think also it's like, I don't think it's going to.
You think
end
it's
well.
A bad sign?
I
for
think
her.
It's a bad sign.
You think it'd be a better sign if he continued to sleep with her?
I think it would be a better. I think it was a great sign that they went on dates, like that they actually like dated when they got back right. together. Like I think that's
I
a
think
great.
I think he's trying. I think he's trying
I
to.
I think
actually,
he's super confused. I don't think, it has
he does
to do with
right.
That.
I think he does like her. Yes. Clearly, like. He's not. I can see in her head. She's like, "Why is he coming back? Like, why does he want to? Like, yeah. like he's like wants to date me, but not sleep with me. Though he likes sleep. Does he not like sleeping with me? Like, I'm confused. I can see where her confusion is for him. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It seems like he's confused and he's trying to not hurt her as much as he could have.
Yes, a few things are very true about this. One, he felt really bad about ending it a year ago. Two, he does like you. Three, he is very worried about hurting you again in the same way he hurt you a year ago when it was such a blindsided move.
Right.
So right now he's testing out what this relationship would be like so he doesn't blindside you again.
Right.
He's basically pre-broken up with you to see until he really breaks up with you. But I think it could work out. I just don't think it's a good sign. Like, I think he's so confused and
he's
so
not 100%.
Worried.
If he was 100%, no. You'd be sleeping together and dating.
Yeah, but I do think it's nice that, like, a lot of people, when they get back with someone, they just go back to where they were.
Right. You have he's to start actually thinking about it in, like, a real way.
He started the video game over.
Right.
He went on a date, and now he's like, well, and then they slept together, and he goes, he probably came, and then he was like, oh,
I'm
fuck.
Less into this than I was, like, an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, an hour and a half ago. Fuck, I don't want to be that person again. It's him
but
fighting a battle
sure.
with his penis.
Right, yeah.
And it's interesting because I do hear, like, in my mind, like, the bodily things that are going through me right now listening to this, I'm like, I get it.
Right. I mean, I get it. I get, if I'm her and I've been in her position where a guy comes back and it seems like he's, like, regrets not committing. And if I'm her, I'm like, I understand where she's coming from. She's, like, a little confused. But I think it's better. I think I would have appreciated this move.
There's another...
Because in my head, yeah. I'm like, this is going to hurt if this ends. I'm going to be hurt all over again. I think it'll hurt less. I think the guy wants to create the space. There's a reason for that, though. It hurts less. Closer you are to having slept... The closer... If someone breaks up with you right after they sleep with you, that's very painful. It's been a while, it's a little bit less so.
To me, they're in a probationary relationship.
They are.
And it's like, oh, let's see how this feels. Let's see if you get out of jail. And then, you know, like, see how you do in the real world. And then we'll get to sex when I know that I'm totally committed. But I think he's right. like 70% in.
I actually think that until someone is ready to commit you to you, you shouldn't sleep with them. Like as a woman, like I don't think that. I think if someone came back,
well, it's not gonna carry it away.
No, I think if someone came back, someone didn't want to. I'm saying if someone didn't want to commit to me, and then they came back, I would not. And they were like, I don't really know what I want.
Oh, totally.
I would be like, oh, I'm not gonna sleep with you until you know what you want, because that's just gonna make me more attached to you.
Sure.
And why am I putting myself at risk like that again? So if I were her, I would like embrace this.
It's a good thing, embrace it, but also know that like it doesn't mean that like. It doesn't mean we're not like sitting here being like that means he really likes you.
No, it doesn't.
We're just saying he's fucked up,
and it means he respects you a little bit. I think more
he respects
than,
you, and he also doesn't want to be the bad guy. There's another option for what's going on.
Okay,
and it's really awful. Not to put this in this girl's head.
He's sleeping with someone else.
Sleeping with someone else, and he doesn't. And they're not using a condom, and he doesn't want to get in a position where he has to stop using.
Then why
a condom.
Come back?
I don't know. That'd be like I'm saying it's more likely that it's the first version. Because we both thought the same thing. But I'm just saying there's the chance that's out there that...
Oh, wow. That's terrible.
He's kind of fucking someone else and he's weirded out by it. And he's trying to wean off of her, this old person.
But
like,
she shouldn't even think about that. Because if he's back, it's for a reason. And like it's probably
people
not going
animals,
that well
people
with
are
this
monsters,
other person.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to even bring it up.
Don't do this.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't...
bring up that possibility.
The possibility of that in the time you were broken up, he was hooking up with someone that was kind of just a hookup, a friends with benefits situation, that type of thing. And now he's trying to wean off of that while he's with you. And he lost himself
feels
that one
about
night.
It.
He feels weird.
All right. Hopefully it's the former.
Hopefully. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Boll & Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Boll & Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Boll & Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's play some games.
Let's play some games. Red flag or deal breaker? He still believes the tooth fairy was real.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker. I mean, it's too... I need more... Listen, if you guys are sending these in, I need more real in my deal red flag deal breakers.
You were dating a girl. I think it's... I actually think that's not that far off from believing in horoscopes.
Well, that's... I mean, that's... Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit.
I agree.
That's what, like...
What about still as a stuffed animal from growing up? On the bed.
He does?
He does. That's more realistic to me than the tooth fairy. And similar.
Red flag.
Not a deal breaker. It's
comforting.
It has to be tucked in the bed while you.
Okay, it's a red flag. I would be very wary of his ability to protect me from an intruder. Yeah. If he still had
but
this.
Teddy's there. Everything's gonna be okay.
I would say red flag. I wouldn't like if it was, everything else was great. I think I would continue dating the person with the. I'd make fun of them, and they'd have to be open to be. They couldn't be like sensitive about it.
Sure,
they'd have to be open to be harassed about it.
Yeah. For me, it's a red flag too because a lot of women. I've dealt with this. I've seen
they do
this.
Have it
yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
a stuffed animal, but when does it end? That's what I always wonder. When do you?
So I'm saying, are you supposed to have children and like?
And then you go, and then the child gets in bed and is like, "Well, there's your Muffy. Here's my Muffy.
Right,
like, matching.
It's definitely not hot, blankies. But I think I could probably deal.
He lives in his own place, but has glow in the dark stars on his ceiling.
Red flag.
It's a red flag for me. It's a very like it's
very
a,
weird.
It's a little weird, but it's also the equivalent of like still having posters you'd have in college on the
right.
wall.
I hate those. I mean, after a certain, I think like
that's something you could
if
fix.
You're over 30 and you've got that. I would have to like you again. They'd have to be like open to like they can't be like this is my decor and this is how it's staying.
I mean, when my brother and I moved in together, I put up a beware of dog sticker over the door of my room.
Because that's you're the dog.
Yeah, big dog's gonna
you're
bark.
You're the dog.
I'm the dog.
Nice. Yeah, I think red flag.
Okay.
It's weird though. They'd have to again, like they'd either have to be made fun of for it constantly, or we'd have to like have a discussion.
Okay.
All right. Everything is in your relationship is perfect, but your significant other has a pen pal on death row.
P.S.
P.S. They've never met the inmate. They just write back and forth regularly.
That's a deal breaker.
You're out.
I'm out. There's something wrong with you.
They're just really into true crime.
Unless they're a journalist.
Have you ever seen, what was the Stephen Avery thing on Netflix with that?
I never watched it.
You don't watch that shit?
I'm too into Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah. It would be scary for me. I think it would be more about like the fear thing. What if they were same sex?
Same sex, it's okay. Different sexes, it's not.
Too
okay.
creepy.
As bad as that sounds. Same sex, I'm like, oh, this is like your hobby, I guess, like in the mind of a murderer. But different sexes, there's something fetishy about it that I can't get over.
Yeah.
As unfair as that is.
No, I kind of agree. I think it was like, it would be like almost like a sign also of like liking a little too much drama.
Yeah.
Like this person like wants to put themselves in the middle of like something
for?
Like sort of dysfunctional.
Also, you're writing a letter? Are you like sitting by candlelight?
Maybe they like saw some documentary and they're just really into this death row.
Well, I mean, those exist now. Like, there's murder mystery podcasts. There's you know, there's
you always see those people and you're like, who is the freak? You know, the guy, the girl that marries the guy who's like on the death row and she's like always there for him until he gets out and they break up.
That is mental masturbation.
Yeah,
I mean, what you guys talk about all the time.
That is very Yeah, I think it'd be a deal breaker.
It's a deal breaker either sex. I think whether it's the same sex or not, I got to be out.
Even she's writing to a woman.
That to me is sexual. Like, you know, like that just rings.
Yeah,
about.
Unless they knew them before.
Yeah, if they knew them before, I'm okay with it.
I don't know if that's worse.
I don't
know.
Yeah, I don't know how
they have this person in their life.
Listen, right. I was the getaway driver. You know, like, yeah.
That might be worse, actually. No, it's creepier to not know them and decide to get into contact. Totally. I think
that's way creepier. If you know them like high school, yeah, we were like friends in high school. They went fucking crazy.
Yeah, might be a red flag if you knew them.
Right. Yeah.
But.
Deal breaker.
Just knowing a serial killer is
just
a deal.
The idea
is
of not letting go of these friends that suck. Like that to me is like the same. Like keeping up with a serial killer that like is that you went to high school.
So I guess none of your high school friends have ever murdered anyone. On your big high horse.
Yeah, you can't. Like, yeah, they would always bring it up. It was like, oh, you think I'm crazy? Yes, you're fucking nuts. Okay. Like I've gotten away from people. There's people I've left for less.
Yeah, that's probably an easier one to end. You want to get brunch? No, you're a serial killer. Yeah, I think we're
going to not hang anymore. Fair. Good luck.
That's our show. Thank you guys for listening.
We're here every Wednesday afternoon. You got to keep telling your friends. We want this to be the biggest podcast on earth. We're going to be doing more live shows coming up. So get ready, people.
Get excited.
This thing is going to be a behemoth. So we need you guys to keep telling friends and coworkers and make it your Instagram story. That helps so much.
Do it.
We'll be back next episode.
Bye.
Betches.